Imagine stepping onto like a sprawling factory floor. And in the distance, there's this massive robotic assembly arm just humming along.
Right.
But deep inside its casing, a single tiny bearing starts to vibrate, like just a fraction of a millimeter out of rhythm.
Barely noticeable.
Exactly. I mean, before a human operator even hears a change in pitch, or, before an alarm light can even flash red, an invisible digital brain has already diagnosed the failing part. And in the span of 3 seconds, it orders a replacement bearing from a warehouse 3 states away. It automatically reroutes the assembly line's workflow to a backup machine.
Wow.
And it schedules a maintenance crew for the exact window when the part will arrive. There's zero unplanned downtime, zero panic. I mean, the factory manager doesn't even know it happened until they read the shift report.
Yeah.
Welcome, learner, to today's deep dive. Today is August 27, 2026, and we are exploring how this exact scenario is, well, it's becoming the new baseline for global industry.
It really is. And the transition from a reactive factory to a fully proactive, autonomous one is arguably the most significant industrial leap we've seen since the assembly line itself.
We have this incredibly rich stack of source material grounding our exploration today. We're unpacking a comprehensive guide on leveraging AI agents for manufacturing.
Yeah.
And it details the transformation of smart factories and includes some really specific insights on custom development solutions from Scopic.
Wow.
But to truly understand the scale of what we're talking about, we need to look at the financial trajectory outlined in the text.
The growth is just staggering.
It is. The global AI agents market is projected to grow at a massive compound annual growth rate, a CAGR, of 49.6% from 2026 all the way to 2033.
Yeah.
We are talking about a market size essentially expanding by half year over year for the better part of a decade.
Which is wild, because sustaining that kind of explosive financial growth over a 7-year horizon, I mean, it requires far more than just a software update or, sleeker user interface. It points to a fundamental rewiring of how physical work is actually executed.
And that's our core mission for this deep dive, to unpack that rewiring. We're tracking the evolution of artificial intelligence from a passive tool that simply crunches historical numbers on a screen into an active, autonomous decision maker that actually manipulates the physical world. It's a shift that is drastically reducing the need for human intervention in repetitive logistics and, frankly, creating genuinely smart factories.
Exactly. And to fully grasp the mechanics driving that 49.6% growth rate, we really have to first separate the physical hardware from the digital brain. Because adding a faster robotic arm to a conveyor belt, that's just traditional hardware scaling. What is fundamentally changing on the factory floor right now is the intelligence commanding that hardware.
Okay, let's unpack this because the source text draws a very sharp, really crucial line between traditional automation, traditional AI, and then this new frontier called agentic AI.
They're very different.
And to wrap my head around it, I was thinking about how we interact with music.
Oh, I like this.
So traditional automation is basically a vintage record player. You put the needle down on the vinyl, and the machine reliably plays that one specific track over and over at the exact same speed. It follows completely predefined rules, which is perfect for a highly repetitive task, like, say, a traditional automotive assembly line putting a door on a car.
Right. The machine just executes the singular task it was hard-coded to do without any awareness of its surroundings or, the quality of its output.
Exactly. Then you step up to traditional AI, which is more like a modern music streaming app.
Okay.
The app monitors your listening habits, analyzes the metadata of the songs, spots trends, and it recommends a personalized playlist. So in a factory setting, traditional AI analyzes historical sensor data and forecasts an outcome. It flashes a warning on a dashboard saying, based on vibration data, machine number 3 has a high probability of overheating next Tuesday.
Right. But at the end of the day, a human manager still has to read that dashboard, pick up a clipboard, and physically go schedule the maintenance. The system generates an incredibly highly educated guess and insight, but it remains entirely passive. The burden of action still rests entirely on the human workforce.
Which brings us to agentic AI, the the AI agents. And this is like hiring a live DJ for a crowded room.
Ah, okay.
The DJ doesn't just queue up a playlist and walk away. They constantly read the energy of the room. They anticipate when the vibe is dipping. They smoothly transition to a faster track, adjust the bass, mix the audio on the fly, all without anyone in the crowd walking up and handing them written instructions. Mm-hmm. The AI agent doesn't just predict what will happen. It makes a decision and takes independent action to optimize the environment.
That analogy perfectly captures the shift from passive observation to active execution.
Yeah.
But to understand how that live DJ operates in a manufacturing context, mm-hmm. we have to look at the underlying technological architecture the text outlines.
Right.
Because AI agents are not just one single algorithm. They are a synthesis of several advanced systems working in concert, primarily machine learning and large language models tied together by automation workflows.
Okay, wait. I think a lot of people hear large language model or LLM. And they immediately picture a chatbot writing an email or a college essay.
Right.
How on earth does text generation software help run a heavy machinery factory?
It's a great question, and it's where the magic actually happens.
Okay.
The machine learning models are the systems crunching the hard numerical data. You know, the temperatures, the vibration frequencies, the supply chain logistics.
Mm-hmm.
But a factory is also full of unstructured human data.
Like what?
Well, you have maintenance manuals written in plain English, safety protocols and PDF documents and email threads from raw material suppliers.
Oh, sure.
The LLM allows the AI agent to read and comprehend all of that text-based information. So when the machine learning model detects a temperature spike, the LLM can instantly cross-reference that anomaly against the manufacturer's written maintenance manual. It determines the exact sequence of steps required to fix it, and then instantly generates a highly specific work order for the floor crew.
So it translates the raw math of the sensors into the actual language of factory operations.
Exactly.
It closes the loop between thinking about a problem and actually doing something about it.
Furthermore, in scenarios like supply chain optimization, the agent recognizes a disruption. Say, a supplier emails that a shipment of steel is delayed.
Oh, man.
Right. But the agent can automatically rewrite the daily production schedule, reallocate the workforce to a different product line that doesn't need steel, and adjust the output targets.
So if the DJ is mixing tracks on the fly, they obviously need physical access to the turntables, the speakers, the mixer.
Mm-hmm.
In a sprawling manufacturing plant, what are the turntables? How is this digital brain physically executing a change on a piece of machinery it isn't physically wired to?
Well, that requires an unprecedented level of data gathering and integration. Before an AI agent can execute an action, it must have complete observational awareness of the environment. The text details how these agents pull a continuous, real-time stream of data from across the entire enterprise.
Okay.
They tap into the IoT, the Internet of Things, sensors on individual machines. They connect to the MES, the manufacturing execution systems.
You just run the floor.
Exactly. They orchestrate the actual shop floor operations.
Yeah.
And they plug into the ERP, the Enterprise Resource Planning Software, which acts as the central nervous system for the company's finances, inventory, and global supply chain.
So it is looking at the macro and the micro simultaneously.
Yes.
It sees the global price of raw copper in the ERP while simultaneously feeling the exact torque of a single drill bit on the floor through those IoT sensors.
What's fascinating here is that even with that godlike view of the data, manufacturers do not just let these agents run wild.
I would hope not.
Right. The source material outlines how agents are deployed with varying degrees of a leash. They're categorized into three distinct levels of independence based on the specific use case.
Okay.
The foundational level is the inside agent.
Which sounds very similar to the traditional AI we discussed earlier.
Yes.
They act as the brilliant advisor, analyzing all that complex, multi-layered data to recommend a course of action. But their hands are tied. They can't actually touch the controls.
Correct. The next step up introduces physical preparation, and these are called assistive agents.
Okay.
These agents analyze the data and actually draft the action. If they detect that a machine is drifting out of calibration, they will formulate a new operational parameter or draft a completely revised production schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But crucially, they require a human operator to review the proposed change and click approve before any code is sent to the machinery to execute the change.
Got it. So if Insight is the advisor and assistive is the drafter preparing the paperwork,
right,
the third level must be where the human is completely removed from the loop.
The highest tier is the autonomous agent. These operate within strictly defined pre-approved parameters.
Yep.
If a specific set of conditions is met, The agent does not ask for permission. It automatically updates the workflow, reroutes the materials, or adjusts the machine calibration on the fly entirely on its own.
Okay, I have to push back on this concept of full autonomy for a moment.
Sure.
If these agents are executing real-world changes based purely on the data they ingest, aren't we placing an incredible amount of blind faith in the sensors?
That's a fair concern.
Like, how do these systems avoid making catastrophic compounding mistakes? For instance, if a temperature sensor just gets covered in dust and glitches,
yeah,
telling the autonomous agent that an industrial furnace is overheating when it's actually operating perfectly, does the agent just immediately cut the power and ruin a $1 million batch of product?
That is the exact scenario that keeps plant managers awake at night.
I bet.
And it highlights why context is everything in agentic AI. These systems do not react to a single data point in a vacuum. A mature AI agent utilizes contextual telemetry.
Meaning it checks the surroundings.
Exactly. It looks at the surrounding environment. If the temperature sensor on the furnace suddenly spikes, the agent simultaneously checks the power consumption of the furnace, the ambient temperature of the room, and the thermal imaging cameras.
Oh, wow.
If all those other metrics are normal, the agent recognizes the anomaly as a localized sensor failure rather than a catastrophic machine failure. It flags the sensor for repair instead of shutting down the factory.
It has the deductive reasoning to realize the thermometer is broken, not the furnace.
Precise.
That makes a lot of sense. So taking all this theoretical architecture, the LLMs, the contextual telemetry, the autonomous execution, what does this actually mean for the bottom line?
Right.
When these digital DJs get to work, what is the tangible return on investment that justifies a 49.6% market growth?
The financial justification becomes glaringly obvious when you look at the data on predictive maintenance, which the text highlights as a foundational use case for agentic AI.
Yeah, I have the specific analysis from the source right here, and the numbers are just staggering. Manufacturing facilities that utilized agentic AI for proactive maintenance experienced 15% less downtime. And even more critically, they saw an 87% lower defect rate in their final products.
An 87% reduction in defects completely transforms the profitability of a production line.
Yeah.
I mean, it eliminates the wasted raw materials, the energy spent producing flawed goods, and the labor required to manually inspect and discard them.
The analogy that came to mind when I read that was a biological immune system.
Oh, interesting.
Because traditional reactive maintenance, you know, waiting for a machine to break before fixing it, is like waiting until you have a full-blown case of the flu.
Right.
You're bedridden, your life halts, and you are forced to go to the doctor. But the 15% reduction in downtime happens because the factory now has an immune system.
Mm-hmm.
The AI agent identifies the pathogen, the vibrating bearing, and cures the cold before the factory even sneezes.
Exactly.
The broader manufacturing ecosystem doesn't even know it was sick because the agent localized and resolved the friction right in the background.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that proactive immune response extends far beyond just replacing broken parts.
Okay.
The source material details how this same autonomy is applied to real-time quality control.
Right.
By integrating high-speed computer vision directly on the assembly line, agents can physically watch products moving past them. They can detect microscopic variations, a screw tightened a millimeter too deep, a paint coat slightly too thin, and instantly trace that defect back to the specific machine causing it.
So for the listener, the ultimate consumer, this is why the quality and consistency of complex electronics or vehicles just continues to rise.
Absolutely.
But it also changes the timeline of how we get our goods right.
Yeah.
The text talks a lot about flexible production planning.
It dramatically shifts the timeline. Consumer demand is notoriously volatile. If a viral social media trend suddenly causes demand for a specific product to spike 500% overnight, traditional factories take weeks to adjust their raw material orders and retool their lines.
Hmm.
But an AI agent sees that demand signal in the enterprise software, checks the global supply chain for material availability, and dynamically reshuffles the factory floor schedules in minutes.
Wow.
It prioritizes the high demand product to ensure the manufacturer captures that revenue window.
Which means when the listener goes online to buy that viral product, they aren't slapped with a 6 months backordered notification.
Exactly.
The factory already adapted, and the text highlighted one specific application that it called the absolute pinnacle of this technology.
Mm.
It's the idea that a factory isn't just run by one giant monolithic artificial intelligence.
Most advanced deployment is multi-agent coordination.
Yeah.
Instead of one brain trying to manage a million moving parts, a facility utilizes discrete, specialized agents. You have an agent dedicated solely to managing the robotics, another agent managing the warehouse inventory, and a third agent handling quality control. These specialized agents communicate, negotiate, and collaborate with each other entirely autonomously.
It's like a digital boardroom meeting happening at the speed of light.
Yes, exactly.
The inventory agent tells the scheduling agent that they are running low on aluminum. The scheduling agent immediately talks to the robotics agent to seamlessly switch the tooling over to the plastic casing assembly line, avoiding a shutdown.
Right.
But here's where it gets really interesting, because hearing about this synchronized digital ecosystem, I mean, it sounds flawless, but injecting highly intelligent, lightning-fast software into legacy manufacturing environments cannot possibly be a plug-and-play scenario.
Oh, absolutely not.
We are talking about Rust Belt factories that have been operating since the 1990s.
Right.
How does an agent process the floor when it's plugged into machines that are three decades old?
You've zeroed in on the exact friction point that defines whether an AI implementation succeeds or catastrophically fails. The text is unambiguous on this. An AI agent is only as intelligent as the data it is fed. If it is consuming fragmented, outdated, or siloed data, it will simply execute bad decisions at a terrifying speed.
The first major gridlock the text identifies is the issue of data silos. I imagine this looks like a brand new 2024 robotic arm trying to pull operational data from a Windows 95 inventory server.
Yeah.
They literally don't speak the same language.
That's exactly the reality.
Yeah.
Over decades, factories accumulate software and hardware from a dozen different vendors, none of which share open APIs or standardize their data formats.
Mm-hmm.
The robotics team uses one proprietary dashboard, the logistics team uses a different legacy spreadsheet, and the HR department uses another.
Right.
If the AI agent cannot bridge those silos and read everything uniformly, it is operating with a blindfold on. Mm. Standardizing data architecture is the non-negotiable prerequisite to agentic AI.
And the moment you successfully break down those silos and you connect all these previously isolated decades-old machines into one centralized digital brain, you have inadvertently created a massive cybersecurity nightmare.
The attack surface widens exponentially,
right,
which is the second massive roadblock.
Right.
Previously, if a hacker breached an isolated machine on the floor, they could only disrupt that one machine. But because an autonomous agent requires deep, right-level access to the ERP systems, the MES platforms, and thousands of IoT devices in order to take action, whoever controls the agent controls the entire company. The source material emphasizes that deploying these agents requires military-grade access controls, zero-trust network architecture, and continuous threat monitoring.
It is a massive technological hurdle, but the text also makes a point to step away from the software and address the human element. They call the third major roadblock the people project.
And it is often the most difficult roadblock to overcome. You can build the most secure, data-rich AI agent in the world, but if the veteran floor managers and the line workers do not trust it, they will actively ignore its recommendations.
But create manual workarounds.
Exactly, rendering the massive investment completely useless.
Which perfectly circles back to the ELI 5, the explain like I'm 5 rule of edge cases.
Right.
A system relies on human trust because the human has to handle the edge cases the AI has never seen before. I was trying to picture what a true edge case looks like on a modern floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially a scenario that defies the standard operational logic. For example, a scheduled fire drill.
Oh, that's a great example.
The AI agent suddenly sees power being cut to multiple assembly lines and detects workers rapidly leaving their stations.
Mm.
Based on its logic, it assumes a catastrophic mechanical failure.
It doesn't know it's a drill.
Exactly. So it might try to fix the issue by autonomously rerouting massive amounts of electrical power to backup systems.
Which could cause a real emergency.
Yes. You need the human worker in the loop to tell the AI, stand down, this is a drill.
That is a perfect illustration of an edge case. The human provides the broader, unquantifiable context that the AI lacks.
Right.
This is why the text emphasizes that comprehensive employee training isn't just about showing them which buttons to push. It's about teaching them how the AI arrives at its conclusions so they understand when to trust it and when to override it.
So knowing these three massive hurdles, you know, the data silos bridging decades of hardware, the critical cybersecurity threats, and the absolute necessity of building human trust, How does a company actually survive the transition? Because if I'm a factory manager, my initial instinct might be to just buy the most expensive AI package and plug it directly into my biggest, most problematic assembly line to fix it.
Oh, boy.
But based on this text, I'm guessing that is a recipe for a very expensive disaster.
It is a guaranteed failure. The source material provides a very deliberate phase blueprint for implementation. It specifically notes that development companies like Scopic succeed by building customized, tailored solutions that respect the unique architecture of a specific factory, rather than forcing a generic, one-size-fits-all product onto the floor.
So instead of a massive overhaul, they take a surgical approach.
Exactly.
The first step the text outlines is to start small. You target a highly specific, data-rich area of the operation where the financial return will be immediately obvious and easily measurable.
Predictive maintenance on a single critical machine or quality monitoring on one specific product line are ideal starting points. Once you select that narrow target, step two is prioritizing the real-time data integration solely for that specific pilot project. You ensure that the ERP, the MES, and the IoT sensors relevant to that one machine are communicating flawlessly. You build a miniature, perfect data ecosystem.
Which naturally leads into step three, addressing the trust issue with the floor workers.
Okay.
The blueprint insists on starting with a human-in-the-loop approach. Even if the AI you build is fully capable of autonomous action, you intentionally handicap it at first. You configure it as an assistive agent.
It generates the work order or drafts the schedule change, but a human floor manager must review the logic and physically approve the action.
It is exactly the dynamic of onboarding a highly touted new star employee.
Oh, yeah.
They might have a brilliant resume, but you don't hand them the keys to the entire company vault on Monday morning.
No, you definitely don't.
You sign them a manager, you have them shadow the workflow, you review their proposals, and you watch how they handle those unexpected fire drill edge cases.
Mm-hmm.
And over months, as they consistently prove their competence and logic, you gradually loosen the leash and grant them true autonomy.
And as the agent operates within that probationary period, you reach the final step of the blueprint, meticulously tracking the key performance metrics.
Right, the ROI.
You document the reduction in downtime, the material savings, and the drop in defect rates. You definitively prove the financial value of the agent in that small pilot area. Only when the ROI is undeniable and the human workforce trusts the system do you scale the architecture to other departments.
So what does this all mean? When you zoom out and look at the aggregate of this guide, the factory of the future isn't some dystopian lights-out facility where human workers have been entirely rendered obsolete by machines.
Not at all.
It is actually about giving human workers an incredibly sophisticated autonomous support system.
Yeah.
The AI agents handle the operational friction. They do the complex supply chain math in milliseconds. They monitor the microscopic vibrations of the bearings. They constantly shuffle the daily schedules.
Right.
They remove the drudgery, allowing the human workforce to step back from repetitive monitoring and focus entirely on high-value problem-solving, strategy, and managing those complex edge cases.
The ultimate application of agentic AI is to elevate the human workforce, not discard it. The technology handles the execution. Humans handle the direction. However, as these systems become more deeply embedded in the bedrock of global manufacturing, this raises an important question.
Oh, I love where this thought is heading.
If we look at the trajectory we've discussed today, where AI agents are currently revolutionizing individual isolated factories by autonomously optimizing production and ordering materials based on real-time data, what happens in 3 or 4 years when this scales globally? What happens when the highly advanced autonomous agents managing the supply chains of competing global manufacturers are forced to interact with each other in the open market?
Oh, wow. That is a staggering concept.
Imagine a scenario like a major blockage in a vital shipping canal or a catastrophic weather event shutting down a primary raw materials port. Suddenly, every manufacturer on Earth needs to reroute their logistics and secure alternate shipments of raw steel or silicon simultaneously. In the past, this meant teams of human procurement officers frantically making phone calls and negotiating contracts over days or weeks. In the near future, who is negotiating those new terms?
It won't be humans.
No.
It will be competing AI agents fully authorized by their respective companies to make autonomous purchasing decisions, haggling with each other over scarce resources on digital marketplaces in a matter of milliseconds.
Millions of autonomous negotiations executing simultaneously, dynamically adjusting global commodity prices, and rerouting massive cargo fleets in real time. long before a human CEO even reads the morning headline about the shipping delay. The speed of global commerce will outpace human cognition.
It is a wild, incredibly vivid scenario to visualize, and it perfectly encapsulates why this market is hurtling toward that massive 49.6% growth rate. Well, learner, we hope this deep dive provided you with a powerful, comprehensive lens into the factory floor of the future. The transition from machine simply doing to software thinking to AI independently acting is well underway. Keep questioning the systems around you, keep exploring the data, and keep diving deep. We will catch you on the next one.